opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thunderstorm that they're talking about, 100% chance. Get on out of here. And we'll get this game started on time. We can all frolic together in downtown Baltimore. But joining us now to talk about the Mets, who are still in a strong position standings-wise, where the Orioles are chasing. Mets are in it. And here to talk about their season so far. Week away from the All-Star break from The Athletic. It's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome into the program Tim Britton. Tim, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us here in Baltimore.
Oh, thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing?
Good. Doing all right. Now, for the Mets, not the greatest of Junes, as you know, since you cover the team, as they had a 12-15 record. They really struggle away from Citi Field, and we'll get to the injuries. Like the Orioles, they've been banged up, certainly in the arms race there. But why the 12-15, and why the struggles on the road?
Yeah, I mean, it really was concentrated in the second half of June. They had a stretch there leading into the first games of July where they went 3-14, just kind of out of nowhere. You know, the Mets had really been carried through the first 2.5 months by their starting rotation, which was not the expectation coming into the year. This wasn't a rotation that really, you know, on paper scared anyone, especially when Sean Manaea, who had been their best starter last year, hit the injured list in spring training. But that rotation was excellent for 2.5 months. And then it got hit by a couple more injuries. You know, Kodai Senga and Tyler McGill went down in the middle of June. And the guys who were healthy still started struggling a little bit more. Guys like David Peterson took a bit of a step back. Griffin Canning went down with an Achilles injury. He's out for the season now. And so, you know, they went into this past weekend playing the Yankees, where they were using a spot starter on Friday and an opener on Sunday before a bullpen game. So they really had to kind of piece together the rotation really suddenly over the last couple of weeks. But it seems like they're coming out the other side now with Kodai Senga and Manaea probably coming back sometime this weekend.
Now, Clay Holmes is on the hill tonight. And last year, as we recall, as Oriole fans, he's the guy that Brandel has to curse at right before the All-Star break. And, you know, he'd kind of fallen out of favor as a closer in New York with the Yankees, actually lost his job. Then the Mets sign him in the offseason to be a starter, and he certainly lived up to that contract so far. So a two-parter, I guess, Tim, when they made the decision to bring him in, Holmes, as a starter, were you like, okay, what's the deal there? And are you surprised that he's performed as well as he has so far this season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot. Sometimes you'll hear about like relievers who want to be starters and go out and try to find that deal in the market, like Seth Lugo, who pitched for the Mets for a while, always wanted to be a starter. With Holmes, it was a little bit different. Teams approached him about the idea of starting, including Baltimore, actually, was probably the team that was closest to signing him outside of the Mets. You know, the Mets liked his stuff and what he showed at the end of last season when he was trying to play around with a couple things after a difficult season as the Yankees closer. So they thought there was something there. And, you know, they were able to sign him to a reasonable enough deal where if everything falls apart, you know, you're paying $12 million a year for a setup man. That's not so outlandish for a team with the Mets' finances. And then Holmes, once you saw him in spring training, you realize what the Mets had seen in him. You know, he's able to, he's really a guy who thinks through how he wants to sequence on the mound. You know, he's always been a sinker slider guy as a reliever, and he's added a four seamer and a cutter and a changeup to allow him to succeed against left-handed batters. He doesn't go deep into games that often. He's mostly a five, maybe a six inning guy, but has really lent that rotation stability at a time of flux, and has kind of been the stopper for them of late. A guy who has pitched, I think, about as well as anyone could have hoped for in his first year as a starter.
Tim, looking at the Mets offensively and the overall team stats, and underwhelming in a lot of areas. I mean, they do hit for some pop, and the OPS is certainly up there among the top 7-8 in baseball. But if there's a glaring hole in their lineup, what position would it be for them to get things kind of rolling? Is it looks like it's going to be them and the Phillies throughout the course of the rest of the season here.
Yeah, there have been a couple of spots that have been troublesome for them, mostly up the middle, like catcher. Francisco Alvarez, their young catcher, is down in AAA. He was having a rough go of it as he was trying to make some swing changes. At third base, Mark Vientos, who had such a breakthrough season last year with 27 homers and then five or six more in the postseason, he hasn't been able to get it going and has spent some time on the IL. And then, maybe most salient for the Orioles is center field, where, they traded for Jose Siri in the offseason. He's missed all but a couple of weeks with a broken leg. Tyrone Taylor, who's been kind of their fourth outfielder, has stepped in and played a lot there, but isn't bringing the kind of offense that he usually does. So if you're thinking ahead to the trade deadline, you're looking at center fielders who might be on the move, the Mets get an up-close look at Cedric Mullins over these next 3 days to see if he's a guy who might fit what they're looking for in the bottom half of their lineup.
Tim Britton covers the Mets, who are in Baltimore for the next 3 days for The Athletic. New York right now chasing, not by much, the Phillies in the NL East. Juan Soto, obviously that was the big ticket in the offseason. Signed for $5 bazillion to leave the Yankees to New York. Talk about the season, if we're grading things, whether it's fair or not, it is what we do in this forum here. But Juan Soto, are you Siskel and Ebert, thumbs up, sideways, down right now?
Oh, yeah, he threw that at me. I was ready to give him a B, because I think, like his April was fine. It, I think fans expect when you sign a guy to a $5 bazillion contract, like you said, they expect, he's hitting a home run every day. He's hitting 400. The OPS is 1,200, something like that. And Soto in April was kind of, a little bit less than what he had been throughout his career. And then in May, he hit one of the deeper slumps of his major league career. And it's, it happened right as the Mets had gone to the Bronx for the Subway Series, right after he got a real Bronx cheer there. And so it seemed to spiral a little bit on him. And then he came back in June with one of the best months of his career, was the National League Player of the Month. A guy now, you look at his numbers and you say, how is this guy not on the All-Star team? Because of what the overall numbers look like because of that June. So he's looked more and more like the Juan Soto that the Mets signed and expected to get, a pivotal piece in the middle of their order. That top half of the order has started to perform the way the Mets wanted it to coming into the year, and that's what's allowed them to kind of find their ballast over these last couple days with four wins in their last five.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Will the Mets be big buyers at the trade line? And if so, what are they going to need to try to get to the World Series?
Yeah, that 17-game stretch where they really flopped kind of changed the perspective on them from a team that, like last year, might look around the edges, get a reliever here, maybe an infielder who helps out at a couple different spots, to one that had to rethink what its roster construction in bigger ways. And maybe make them a little bit more aggressive in seeking out an everyday center fielder or another starter for the front half of their rotation, a guy you expect to start playoff games. So I think there's a big piece of the puzzle is going to be what Senga and Manaea look like when they come back, because if those two guys pitch the way they're capable of, they are guys you want to start in games one and two of a postseason series. And then what they think they're getting from Alvarez at catcher whenever he comes back to majors, and from Vientos over the next couple of weeks to determine, are those guys we can have in our lineup every day, or do we need someone else to supplement them, make the lineup a little bit deeper?
Tim Britton from The Athletic. Orioles, Mets start a 3-game series tonight, 6:35. Tim, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the first half, air quotes, of the season. Enjoy the All-Star break, and maybe we'll talk to you down the road, depending on that. Maybe there is a possible trade between the two sides here.
Oh, you too. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. Tim Britton, everyone. We'll come back, take a trip through the fun house with Nolan McGraw, because we couldn't do it last hour. Got Will Graves from Associated Press. Talk about Steelers. You know, we know the Ravens. We know the Bengals. Bengals' offense is as good as any in football. Their defense, maybe not so much. Where's Pittsburgh fit in to this pecking order of a very tough AFC North and a very tough conference to begin with? American League East report there were 3 games last night. We'll look into that. Then we'll start handing out some Orioles grades. That, is that a Freudian slip? Heading into the All-Star break. It's Vinny Eddie Nolan here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.